The following selections are from Mrs. Blanche Thibodeau of Caribou, Maine. First is a French Christmas carol, usually sung by the French Canadians or French Americans at Christmas time.
Il est né la divine enfant, joyeux bonnes années musette. Il est né la divine enfant, chantons tout l'événement.
Next is a short story which Mrs. Thibodeau remembers her father telling her.
Mon père rentre dans son office, puis il y avait de la poussière sur son pupitre. Et puis l'homme a écrit cochon. Et puis au bout d'une secousse, le monsieur est venu, puis il a dit, j'ai mis au web, docteur. Il dit, oui, je m'aperçois de ça. Vous aviez laissé votre carte de visite.
The first mass in Caribou was said in the home of Mrs. Thibodeau's father, Dr. LaFleche. It was celebrated by Father Ferdinand Pinot, pastor of the Sacred Heart Church in North Caribou. Caribou was then established as a mission of Sacred Heart. Through Father Pinot, the Caribou Catholics asked permission from the bishop to build their own chapel. We next interviewed Mrs. Theodore Cummings, formerly of Fort Kent, now living in Caribou. She told us about the frolic. The frolic was a happy event for the French Americans. People would get together to put up a barn or a potato house or to cut wood and saw it up. Any job needing lots of help and needing to be done quickly was done at a frolic. The women would cook for all the men. Mrs. Cummings remembers singing these two charming little French songs to her brothers and sisters as she rocked them to sleep. Mrs. Cummings told me that since the French people living in Fort Kent and surrounding areas lived so close to the border, smuggling was once very common since meat, flour, and molasses were much cheaper in Canada. Usually, her own mother wouldn't allow the children to smuggle, but one day when she needed food for company, she sent the boys to the store right across the border to buy bread and a can of peas. Sure enough, they were caught with the goods. The family was allowed to keep the bread since there was no duty on it, but the peas had to go back. The customs officials said that they would return the next day to search the house, but they never did. Mrs. Cummings said regular smugglers were never caught, but the one time my family did it, we were caught. In the winter time, the roads were not open except for sleighs. The mailman delivered mail in a covered sleigh each day. He always carried a bag of candy, and the child that went to get the mail would always get a piece. It was a real treat to be the one to greet the mailman. Next, we interviewed Mrs. Joseph Raymond of Caribou. She told us the following children's story.
Il y avait un pauvre man and avec sa femme, with his wife. Oh, I got the doctor's tooth. And they didn't have much. Il y avait pas grand chose pour manger. Puis on pensait qu'ils ne pouvaient pas nourrir leurs enfants. And le mari dit à papa, je vais aller les tables dans le bois. Je vais y aller cela. Il marche, marche, et puis il faisait chaud. Les enfants étaient fatigués. Il dit, couchez-vous là, puis gardez votre somme, j'ai envie de vous chercher. les petits-enfants sont couchés, sont endormis, puis lui, c'est en retour de chez lui. Puis toujours, les petits-enfants sont réveillés, puis ils ont pleuré, papa, ils se collaient, puis on est perdu, puis il n'est pas venu les chercher. C'est que le soir, ils sont couchés. Puis le lendemain matin, ben, ça lui faisait de la peine de pas avoir mes petits-enfants. Ils les ont. Et ils ont toujours, il était drôle, faire sa bouillie pour déjeuner. Puis il s'est mis à voir si ça lui dit. Oh, si j'avais mes petits-enfants, là, ils mangent même la bouillie. Oh, si j'avais mes petits-enfants. Puis les petits-enfants, ils ont été marcher toute la nuit, puis ils avaient eu le temps de revenir chez eux. Puis il y avait une chèvre après la maison. Puis ils avaient monté dans les chèvres. Ils se promenaient en été. Puis que je l'écoutais, il disait, oui, papa, on la tient. Papa, oui, on l'a fait. Il bronze encore un petit peu. C'est curieux, il dit. Ça ne manque pas. Ce jour, il rentre à la maison. Il dit, viens donc ici, ma vieille, il dit. J'attends parler, puis c'est la voix de nos petits-enfants. Elle dit, oh, tu fous? Elle dit, soyez les moi. Puis elle commence. Puis elle bronze, ça va. Oh, si j'avais mes petits-enfants. Il mange bien de la bouillie avec moi un matin. Oh, si j'avais mis ça. Oui, maman, on la tient. Oui, maman, on la tient. C'est toujours dit, si ça t'attend, toi et tout, hein? Elle dit, oui, t'es pas fou. C'est toujours là, elle dit, allons voir, elle dit, ça. Ça commence, ils font le tour de la mer. Mais où ce que vous êtes, toujours? C'est toujours le bord, il était dans le chien. Puis là, il était content, Dieu. Il est prêt, il est fait. Comme ça. Et dit, vous parlez que vous allez rester avec nous autres, le reste de votre temps.
The eve of Le Jour Demain, there were parties until 6 o'clock in the morning. People would start at one house and then move to the next, awakening the people and enlarging the party. Finally, the house that they ended up at would be the home where everyone would have breakfast. Everyone would shake hands and wish each other a happy new year. On Easter, Mrs. Raymond's family would always go to the woods and cut a branch of spruce, La Pinette. This branch was dipped in holy water. Whenever there was a thunderstorm, this branch was used to sprinkle holy water at the windows to chase the thunder away. They always made the sign of the cross to protect themselves from being struck by lightning. Mrs. Raymond remembered milling her own flour. Food was kept by salting it or freezing it and then putting it into an oats bin. Chickens were often frozen in water, then stored in barrels of snow. She advised us that corn smoke gives the best flavor to meat. Because there was a shortage of women in the St. John Valley in the early days of the colony, the young men went to, as the French say, chercher une femme in Canada. This resulted in a mixture of Canadian French and Acadian French. The Acadians, however, were in preponderance and had to develop their own traditions and cultures. They had no contact with the rest of the state for some time. After a while, the French began to trade in Holton, Maine. The box of Holton, as it was called, contained food and handiwork of the women and was exchanged for needed supplies. There are several Easter traditions which the French Canadians performed. One was the custom of the Easter water. Before sunrise, the children would get running water from a stream and would drink it. Then, according to one of our sources, the family would all stand on the porch until sunrise. If you watched really closely, you could see the sun dance in the sky. This Easter water was used as holy water throughout the year, and at the next Easter, the remainder was thrown out and fresh water was put in a container for use during the following year. The Mount Carmel Chapel was the first Catholic church on the American side of the St. John River. Its miraculous springs were held responsible for many healings. This chapel was known as the Chapel of Discord because when it was built, there was much pettiness about where it should be built. Everyone wanted it on his farm. This arguing went on between 1828 and 1854, until the chapel was finally dedicated by Bishop Fenwick. There's an interesting story about the Mount Carmel Cemetery. One dark and windy night, a group of teenage boys were skating sur le Pont du past the chapel cemetery. They began to dare one another to enter the cemetery. On a dare, one of the boys drove nails into a wooden tombstone. As he was pounding, he accidentally nailed his coat to the tombstone. Not realizing what he had done, the boy thought that the devil was after him. The importance of religion in the French-Canadian and Acadian life may be illustrated by the following story told to us by Mrs. Joseph Raymond of Caribou. There was once a woman who had one son. She was a good woman and practiced her religion faithfully, but her son did not. One night at about 8 o'clock, after the son had gone to bed, a black dog appeared suddenly, running around the house and asking the woman for the door. The woman let the dog out. This was very strange because the woman owned no dog. So she went to tell her neighbors about the strange incident. Her neighbors told her that it was the devil. To this she replied, "I'm a good woman and I love God. The devil has no power in my home." This dog appeared again and again until one night, after she let it out, she went into her son's room. He was pitch black and barely recognizable. The dog had run away with his soul. A priest was called and the boy was saved. Mrs. Raymond said that many stories were told about people's souls changing into animals. One way to bring the soul back was to strike the person's forehead until blood appeared. Then he would be all right again. Wealth in those days was measured by the amount of land and the number of sons a man had. Even today, sometimes the son's name is used with the father's for identification. If it hadn't been for the Malaside Indians, the French wouldn't have survived in northern Maine. There are several beautiful Indian legends among the French. One is about a Malaside Indian princess who led a tribe of Mi'kmaqs, which was the enemy tribe, in their canoes over Grand Falls to protect her own tribe. When death came to a Franco-American family, the body was laid in the house in a coffin made by the family and lined with cotton material. Sheep's wool was used to make it more like a pillow. The face of a dead person was always covered with a piece of fringed cotton cloth. You never saw a dead person's face. Great importance was attached to both life and death. The Franco-Americans had their own customs for the celebration of holidays throughout the year. Every Christmas, all the family would usually go to midnight mass. After mass, there would be a splendid feast at which a goose would be roasted, fresh donuts eaten, and les tortillas, the French pork pie, would be also eaten. Christmas carols such as Le Divin Enfant, Noël Noël, et Manuit Chrétien would always be sung. On le jour de l'an, New Year's Day, the father would traditionally bless all of his children, and it was a custom for everyone to kiss everyone else. I will conclude with a little bit of history about the French in our area. The Acadians, or the French living in the provinces of New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island, were required to take an oath of allegiance to the king back in the mid-1700s. Many refused since they did not want to be required to fight other French or the Indians by the English government. When Governor Lawrence came into power in 1755, he made it mandatory that the oath be taken. Where the French refused, drastic punishment was to result. On August of 1755, three priests were arrested. Shortly afterward, in early September, at the St. Charles Church at Grand Pré, all males above 10 years old were ordered to meet in the church at 3 in the afternoon. This order was also given in the neighboring parishes. The church doors were then locked and the men were told that their property would be confiscated and that they would be deported. They were kept prisoners for 5 days and then were led to the beach where the boats were waiting. Everyone was loaded on ships, with families being separated, and many people soon died. The Acadians were spread along the Atlantic shore and on to England. In 1766, a cavern of 200 families from Massachusetts came north to Fredericton, New Brunswick. Of these, 30 stayed in the St. John Valley, finally settling in Grand Falls. In 1785, another group of Acadians abandoned the parish of St. Anne in Canada and came to the St. John Valley, where they founded what was to become Madawaska. It was here that the Church of St. David was erected and the cross built by the colonists. This white cross still stands today.